This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. House of Representatives may vote today on a temporary measure to keep the Highway Trust Fund solvent. Paying for roads and bridges is something President Obama is pushing all week, including in Virginia today. But Kate Davidson reports fixing infrastructure can be easier to get done on a local level.
Let's turn to someone who knows a lot about infrastructure.
Ray LaHood, former Secretary of Transportation.
He says states are the ones moving boldly to pay for fixes. He points to places like Wyoming, which hiked its gas tax last year.
The states are not waiting around for the federal government because the federal government isn't doing anything.
We see this at the ballot box.
Robert Puentes is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He says in the last couple of years,
about 70% of the votes to increase investment on the state and local level pass.
Puentes says part of the issue in Congress is gridlock, and part of it is that the federal role here isn't as defined as it was, say, during the interstate highway era.
We had a program that was designed to build the interstates, to connect metropolitan areas, to get farmers out of the mud, you know, all these kinds of things. There was a clear understanding of the purpose of the program. There were clear economic connections.
Without that clarity, he says, it may be difficult to get sustained federal investment in the nation's infrastructure. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.